Letter 31, Section 10, Signs of Divine Mercy. He wrote to his son Hassan, peace be upon him, on his way back from Siffin. Know that he who owns the treasuries of the heavens and of the earth has permitted you to pray to him and has promised you acceptance of the prayer. He has commanded you to beg from him in order that he may give you, and to seek his mercy in order that he may have mercy on you. He has not placed anything between you and him that may veil him from you. He has not required you to get a mediator for you to him. And if you err, he has not prevented you from repentance. He does not hasten with punishment. He does not taunt you for repenting, nor does he humiliate you when humiliation is more appropriate for you. He has not been harsh in accepting repentance. He does not severely question you about your sins. He does not disappoint you of his mercy. Rather, he regards abstention from sins as a virtue. He counts your one sin as one, while he counts your one virtue as 10. He has opened for you the door of repentance. Therefore, whenever you call him, he hears your call. And whenever you whisper to him, he knows the whisper. You place before him your needs, unveil yourself before him, complain to him of your worries, beseech him to remove your troubles, seek his help in your affairs, and ask from the treasuries of his mercy that which no one else has power to give, namely, length of life, health of body, and increase in sustenance.